I saw this on a video by I think they were called Dark Ace Animations. I really enjoyed the story, and as long as I am not monetizing it, here it is. Ever since I was a kid, I've always loved thunderstorms, and so does my friend Connie. Whenever one comes, she, her son Ronnie and I, like to sit in the backyard, watch and listen. One hot stormy August night while watching TV, we heard a big strike of lightning. Ronnie jumped up and said, "Let's go sit outside." So we all headed out the back door. It was really pouring and we all got pretty wet. She has a nice gazebo set up with a minibar, wicker furniture, a TV and mini fire pit. We like to fire it up and do some snacking while kicking back and enjoying the sound of the rain and thunder, which got louder as the time between flashes got shorter. The bulk of the storm was getting closer to us. And the lightning was getting so bright and frequent that it was genuinely starting to light up the entire big backyard with dark shrubbery around the edges. After the biggest flash of lightning yet, Ronnie hopped up and pointed out towards the rear. "What?" I said. And he said he saw someone standing back in the shadows. I stood up and walked to the edge of the gazebo, but I couldn't see anything. So I waited for another flash. The next few were too small, but when a really big one lit everything up, I saw what he meant. There actually was someone standing in the shadows by the shrubbery. I told them both to hurry back inside and turn on the backyard lights. They did so without question, as I stood in place waiting, but I didn't see anyone. I waited for more lightning, but even with the lightning, I couldn't see anything more. Who or whatever it was now gone. There was someone, something stalking around the yard, and that didn't sit right with me. I went inside the house and locked all the doors, but kept the backyard lights on and turned on the front lights too. I didn't mention anything more to Connie, and when she asked if we should phone the police, I just told her that I saw the person leaving. She asked if it was a man or woman, and I said it looked like a woman. Maybe, hoping to make it sound less creepy. Then we all settled down to watch a movie in the living room with the storm still rumbling. Then, it was Ronnie's bedtime, so Connie went to tuck him in, came back and we watched something else. As the storm drama continued, I went to turn off the outside lights. Then we went back upstairs to check on the boy. He was standing by the window saying, "There's someone out there again." Connie and I looked at each other with raised eyebrows thinking, "What?" We pulled him away from the window, but I kept peeping, trying to get a better view. When the lightning struck again, no one was near his window, but I believed him. Someone was actually out there. I didn't have to tell them both to stay inside while I went outside to have another look. She begged me not to as I grabbed a baseball bat from the closet and stepped out into the rain. Connie turned all the lights back on and I creeped to the front of the house, then to the side, then the back. I looked under the tables, in the gazebo and under the deck. When it appeared that the backyard was clear, I went to check the right side of the house. As I began, I saw a figure wearing a hoodie with only half their face showing as it peered around the corner. It looked more like a man. I yelled and ran in that direction waving the bat. The shadow quickly dashed around the corner and was nowhere to be found when I got there. Gone as quickly as it had appeared. I went back inside and told them that it was okay, that I chased the creep away. But Connie, visibly shaking, still wondered if it was actually a man. I just made sure to close all the curtains and blinds. Luckily, we weren't bothered anymore that night. Ronnie slept in the room with us because at age 8, he was still shaky. I could only imagine at his young age, how traumatic it must have been to see a weirdo standing at his window on that dark and stormy night.